On the Fly with Jaymon G. On the Fly is on the air.
Jaymon G, and we are back at the LSA Mall on EAA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 FM, and on the web at airventure.org. We are having a great time down here this afternoon at the LSA Mall. My producer, Kara, and I have been joined by numerous people that are excited about light sport airplanes, the light sport movement, where it's been, where it's going. And I'm sitting now with Ed Ricks, and Ed Ricks is with Paradise LSA out of Phoenix, Arizona. Hello.
Hello.
Well, you have a prominent position here on the LSA Mall. Your aircraft is sitting right at the road here. Very easy for people to see, stop by, check out, look at. And my first impression when I looked at the airplane was that it looked like a combination of Cessna Cardinal with the Stabilator in the back and maybe a 152, but different. Very neat looking airplane. And we'll talk about your airplane here in just a minute. But first, let's talk about you a little bit. What brought you to the LSA movement?
Well, I'm like a lot of older people, been flying airplanes since 1967. And when I retired, I semi-retired from selling furniture around Arizona. And I used an airplane to fly around Arizona. It was known as the Flying Furniture Rep for many years. So after I kind of semi-retired, I got interested in light sport. I was flying ultralights then. I had a Skyboy dealership. And then when the light sport came out, I jumped in with both feet. And I've been with several companies in the light sport area. And my final company is the Paradise out of Brazil.
You had other airplanes before that you sold through other dealerships, and then you started your own dealership just to market the Brazilian one.
I did. I was with Jabiru for 2.5 years. And then I jumped over to the Paradise. And in Arizona, we have a lot of heat, as you know, and I need a high wing. And with the aluminum factor and with the steel cage that we have, this airplane is built just like a real airplane. It flies like a real airplane. They've been building airplanes in Brazil for 25 years. They've been building the Paradise P1 for over 9 years. And we have adjustable seats, we have full leather, we have dual tow brakes, and we have the seats can come out, so if you wanted to carry baggage, or you can take both seats out and sleep inside if you're a camper. So this airplane just, it looks similar to a 152 Cessna, but that's where it ends, because we can load it up to full gross and take off and get off the ground in less than 400 feet. And it's a real performer, and everybody just can't believe when you take off in that short a distance.
What power plant is that in the airplane?
We're using the Rotex 912 100 horsepower engine with a three-bladed warp drive prop. And with our, if you look closely at our wing, it's a real high lifting wing, and that's what gives us a jump right off the ground.
And then you're right there on the cruise speed as well, I would imagine.
Well, we're running at 120 miles an hour, burning 5 gallons of fuel. We have 38-gallon fuel tanks, which gives us about a 900-mile range and over 7 hours of flying.
Wow, that's really a efficient and productive airplane.
It is. I kind of like to think of it almost like a mini Cherokee 6, because about anything you put in there, you can get off the ground. It's really a performer.
That landing gear looks really strong too. Is that steel?
That's solid aluminum.
Solid aluminum.
Yes, it's T6 aluminum, very, very strong. And it has a clamp on it and then two bolts that goes into the steel tubular frame. So it's very, very strong.
I see. So how did you find out about this airplane?
I was at Sun and Fun, and I just accidentally was walking and checking out my competition, and I saw this airplane. As I got closer, it looked like a Cessna, and as I got closer and closer to it, and I said, wow. Then I opened the door, and I just opened the door and looked inside, looked at the fit and finish. That was the first thing that caught my eye. And then I talked to the men out. Paulo was there and Chris was there. And we talked about it, and I told him at the time I couldn't take on this line. I liked it a lot, but I was really busy with the Jabiru and selling a lot of airplanes. And the more and more I thought of it, I figured I better pick it up or somebody else would. I've been just thrilled. It's just a great line, and not only that, it's a great company. And I might add that we're also putting in a 75,000 square foot new factory in Brazil, and it's opening up in a few weeks. So we're going to go from three airplanes a month up to 10 airplanes a month in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. You're selling that many of them, huh?
Well, we're not selling right now, but we're going to be setting up dealers, and then we'll start selling them. So we want to do the factory first, get the production up, and then we'll go for dealers.
Right. Well, you acquired your love of aviation in a way that many people in this country do, serving your country. Ed, tell us the story of how you got into aviation to begin with.
Oh, it was real simple. I was a B-52 tail gunner, and I had about almost 900 hours flying backwards. And one of the gunners happened to be an instructor, flight instructor, and he said to me one day, he says, look, you know how to fly the tail end of the airplane. Why don't you learn how to fly the front end? I said, okay. So in 1967, I started taking flying lessons. I think it cost me $15 for the airplane and the instructor. And I was at March Air Force Base, and that's where I began to learn how to fly. And I've been flying since 67. I love it.
Were you flying at Riverside?
I was flying at Riverside, March Air Force Base, and then I went over to Rialto Airport and did a lot of flying and started with the Cherokees and, you know, the 180s and all that stuff.
You know, our EAA Chapter 1 is at Flaybob.
Oh, yeah.
Flaybob, which is very close
to March
Air Force
Base. I've been at Flaybob, and there's a bunch of great people there. I had a problem with one of my airplanes at Flaybob, and I think it was Ron Stitz that came over and helped me. And I didn't know who he was, because I was a dude of fabric, and what a nice man. Everybody at Flaybob, all those guys are fantastic. They helped us get the airplane running again, let me put it in the hangar overnight, and it was just, it was awesome.
So how many dealers are you gonna set up for the Paradise?
Well, right away, we're not gonna set up too many. We've gotta be able to support our dealers, so we're probably not gonna set up more than maybe three or four this year.
And you're looking at all sides of the country, I suppose?
We're looking to go in the middle of the United States. We're set up real good in Florida. That's Sebring's where we import, and then we import at Tracy, California. And then I'm in Arizona. We have one dealer up in Montana. So we need some help in the Midwest of the area. So we're going to be looking for dealers in the Midwest and in Texas and in Omaha, Nebraska, in that area.
And when you look for dealers, I mean, what do you look for?
Well, we look for more or less somebody that is a pilot, of course, that has a hangar and some selling skill. As you know, it's easier to teach a person to fly than try and take a pilot and teach them how to sell. And we're looking for somebody that has both the pilot ability and sales ability, and somebody that can run a business, because they're going to need a hangar. They're going to have access to a mechanic that can take care of the Rotex engine, and somebody to take care of the customer. So I'm looking for somebody that really was willing to work, and it's not a hobby, that just wants to do this full time.
Is there a particular reason they chose the Rotex over, say, a Jabiru or HKS or a
Yeah, they've been using the Rotex. They've been building airplanes like 25 years, and they've been using the Rotex engine in the P1, and they have a P2 over there. It's a four-place airplane in Brazil. They've been using Rotex engine for years, over, you know, 10, 15 years. And it's been real good for them. They've got a good relationship with Rotex. It performs very well. So they're real happy with it. And we're looking at possibly putting in the Jabiru engine as an option. And that's a great engine. Jabiru is a beautiful engine also.
Yeah, they both are. And the airplane, tell me a little bit about, we talked about performance. Let's talk a little bit about maintenance.
Okay, the maintenance is not bad at all. I mean, it's a Rotex engine. A&E mechanics can't work on it unless it's been qualified by Rotex. But you take any A&P mechanic, send him to Rotex school, and he's qualified. And really, Rotex mechanics are like measles all over the United States. They're everywhere you look. They're all over the place. So it's not hard to find somebody that can work on the engine. That's the least of our problems.
So, Ed, you're here at Air Venture with Paradise. What other venues do you attend?
Well, I go to all the air shows. I joined the company in December of 2008, and at the time they took 2 years to get going and been down in at Sebring all that time. And so I jumped in, and I'm directing the company, trying to help them out, go to the right air shows, get in the right publications. And we started at Sebring, the first air show, and then we went to Sun and Fun. Chris and I went to Golden West. And we're here at Oshkosh. I try to prepare them. I says, you can't really realize how big Oshkosh is. There's tens of thousands of people come through here. It's the granddaddy of all air shows. I've been coming through here for over 10 years, and they're really impressed. And it's just incredible, the reception we're getting, people are really interested in what we have to show. It's a real airplane with real flight controls, and we have a real strong frame, and it's so strong, I told him, I said, look, let's put our money where our mouth is. Let's take the frame from 1 year like everybody else has. We have a 2-year warranty on the airframe. So we're giving a real strong warranty on that. And we're planning on hitting all the air shows. We're going to be in Illinois, and the shows will be all over the place and all the air shows we can get to. And it's important because nobody, we're just introducing this plane. We're introducing it for the United States. This is the first year. And we're really, really moving up really fast, and we're getting great reception. Everybody's real happy with what they see.
Let's talk about the structure of the airplane a little bit. It looks like it's aluminum and some composite as well, huh?
Well, we use a 4130 frame. We start out with 100 pounds of frame, steel cage to begin with, and then we have all aluminum covering on it. We only use fiberglass on the cowling and on the doors, and there's a little shield across the top going to the tail, and that's only fiberglass. Everything else is aluminum, and we use, you can see that we use hard riveting in where the structure is, and then on the outside to save money we use the pop rivets like everybody else does. But the airplane is very, very substantial, very, very strong.
And what price point are you shooting for this?
Well, we start out at about $110,000 basic airplane with all the engine instruments and things like that, and then when you put in the radio transponder and GPS and the nav lights so you can fly it at night if you're a licensed pilot, we're looking at about $117,000. At this air show at Oshkosh, we're giving $3,000 off. So this airplane, ready to fly for $114,000, is quite a bargain.
Yeah, comparatively, I think it's, for what the airplane is, it's a good price.
It is a very good price, and we're about $10,000-$15,000 behind and below our competitors.
Well, Ed, it's been a pleasure talking to you today down here at the LSA Mall and all this excitement down here, your new home, and you'll probably be back for many years here with your product, this airplane, and probably more that are to follow. So we will look forward to seeing you next year here as well.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed visiting and talking, and hope I enlightened a few people.
The Paradise P1. Jay Monchi, we are at the LSA Mall. Tomorrow, Kara and I take ourselves over to the seaplane base for the On the Fly segment, and we'll do our show from the seaplane base, and you'll hear that on EA Radio on Sunday. So for now, Kara and I say goodbye. We bid you adieu, and we will see you on the fly tomorrow. You're listening to EAA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 FM, and on the web at airventure.org. See you next time.